stand, he says.
She ate the from the fork she used. Was it a nesrug? Was it a fig? Was it a grape? Was it pita? No one says it was an apple. That's Christian theology. Was not an apple. There were no apples in the Mideast at that time, in the times of the Tanakh. Places says in Tainis, tapuach means tapus, means an orange, citrus. But I understand. She ate the thing, and then all of a sudden she gives it to her husband. Why does Rashi say, take a look, I think it's Perek Dalet. And I wanted to stress, you have to maver shai mikve echatargum. If you haven't done it previously, just do it now. Simin reish pehe, it's weak. Reish pehe and shulchan aruch shouldn't be a weak mitzvah. You should try the best we can. You do it in off college classes in between. You can't do it during Seder or Shir. Do it at night. You do it in between college. Try the best you can. I know we're a little bit behind the eight ball because we're in a few days. But you try the best you can. I'm only a Revi. But we got to get going. Try the best we can. What does Rashi say over there? Why'd she give it to her Adam? Because she wanted Adam to die too. Because she was afraid he would marry another woman. So Chaim Kanievsky says, what's going on here? Arav was going, Chaim Kanievsky, what's going on? She wasn't afraid about dying when she ate the thing. She assumed she wasn't going to die. Now after she eats it, she's worried about Lamaisa dying and him dying, Lamaisa. So she wants him to die, so what? Thought she didn't think it would cause someone to die. The Raya, she ate the thing. You follow me? Now she turns around and gives it to him. Because she wants him to die so that he won't marry another woman. Make up your mind. The answer is when a person has typhus, they don't think properly. She couldn't control herself. After she ate the thing, she got it together. And she realized that this stuff is dangerous. And she was very worried. And she said, if she's going to die, she wants him to die as well. That's the first horror. Second chiddushes we have, the Chavra says, why was the clothes of Adam and Chava made of leather? Because you don't say a shechiyano on leather, because animals are killed for it. So therefore they were arum. They were naked. How could they say avrochen? So Hashem dafka made it of leather, so there's no requirement of shechiyano. That's what the Rav Chavra says. That's why it's big, the or. Beautiful answer. Third horror. It says Tov Ma'od. What does the Medrash say? Tov is Chaim, Ma'od is Mavis. People want more and more and more all the time. Never enough. Should be besophic. Should be, not besophic, should be maspik with what you have. Ezer washer samech b'chalkoi. Ma'od, always want more and more and more. That's a terrible end. That leads to death. Come on, Olam Shlomo. Now, why is it in the beginning of Kiddush, Vayirev Boker, right? We don't say Tov Mo'od because it's a Lashon of Misa. So we don't mention the Kiddush. So why do we say Vayirev Boker? That's in the middle of a Pasuk. You can't start from Yom Shamayim. But we start from the middle of a Pasuk. How do you do that? So some say there's an Isser Lamaisa to end in the middle of a Pasuk. There's no Isser to start. There's no Isser to start in the middle of a Pasuk. Also, when you say Vayirev Boker, what do you say? It's the Rosh HaTevis of Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's a connection with Yechula Shamayim. There's a connection to it. So that's why by Kiddush, you see, there's some that want to say the whole Pasuk. But our minig is not to. So we're saying the reason is because there's no Isser to what? Start from the middle. Or also, we don't want to mention the whole, we can't mention from the beginning of the Pasuk, because if you mention from the beginning of the Pasuk, you'll say the word Tov Mo'od. Tov Mo'od is Nisa, so it's not a reference. So we have no choice but to start Kiddush from that middle phrase, by Yerev Boker. That was number two horror, correct? Number three. The Chanukah Sater is Maz Barashi. Nasa Odom B'Tzalmenu. Someone who's a Baal Gaive is a Vodazoranik. Rashi quotes. Why is that? You know, Rashi quotes that Hashem consulted with his Beis Din to teach us Anova. Nasa Adam Mitzalmeinu. What does a Baal Gaiva do? What does a Baal Gaiva do? A Baal Gaiva will interpret the Pasuk literally. But what does Nas Adam Tzamen give off? A God forbid an impression that there's more than one God. That's why he says Aval Gaiva is not be, will become is an Avodah Zoronik. Because Aval Gaiva doesn't learn the lesson of learning the Pusik properly of Hashem consulting. That's all it meant. That's why he says that someone's Aval Gaiva is Avodah Zoronik. You follow me? Because it interprets the Pusik in the manner of what? Literally. They say from the Sabbath, Slobodki, Ezer Kenegdoi. When you marry a woman, so he says, it depends on you. You can make her Ezer, can make her Kenegdo, or you can make her helpmate, depending on you. And the truth is, another har in the Parsha, in the har you see, that there's a mocker for Olam Haba, Poshup Shad. It says, Vayisha Hashem Hevel, Hashem listen to Hevel. What do you mean? He was killed immediately. How did Hashem listen to him? He gave him Olam Haba. Hashem Shalo. It says Hashem listened to Vayisha Hashem. He was killed immediately. In what sense did Hashem listen to him? He gave Olam Haba. So Makar for Olam Haba. And the truth of the matter is that we know that he brought from Hevel. Hevel brought from the Chalbehen. See, Cain brought from Pri Adamo. Why? Because he thought everything was off limits. The Gavol was Osir. Hedget was Osir. He felt everything was Osir. All the behemoths. He couldn't eat meat. Adam had no heter. There was no heter of eating. He was Osir. So he thought everything was Osir. So he brought from Pri-Adomen. No, the Gemara slugs up that Kavachomer. And the Gemara says, Chalbein, you could do the Gavoa. And that's what it says. He took the, he offered the behemoths. He destroyed the Kavachomer. Like the Gemara destroys that Kavachomer. Gavoa, Chel is Mutala Gavoa. It's also the Hedget. And that's why I brought Chalbein, the best of the behemoths. Because when he did the best stuff. Also, the land did not listen to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There were supposed to be trees that would taste like the fruit. They didn't listen. But when did the land receive its punishment? Only after Adam ate it. Why? Why didn't it get punished immediately when it didn't listen to Hashem? And Esrog, the Gemara says, tastes like it's what? Tastes like it's tree. It's the only one. Nothing else tastes like that. Nothing else. What did he eat? He ate the Esrog. If the land would have listened, if the land would have listened, everything would have been the same. He would have had no time to eat the Esrog, the Eitz Hadas. The only reason why he had a time is because it's the only one that was different. So Memela, it only got punished because why? Because it really caused the sin of Adam HaRishon. That's the answer. That's what the Divrei David wants to tiny. The Kli Yakar wants to tiny that really, what does it mean the land gets punished? There's insects, there's gnats, mosquitoes. Who really feels that? The ground has no feelings. We feel it. So the punishment was only when Adam HaRishon actually did the chet. When he did the chet, he said, Ora al Adama. Now I want to close with the following. These are different horrors I wanted to mention. Okay? Let's get to this later. But I want to get to this. You know, it's unbelievable. Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zatzal points out, we would not have death in this world. Why do we have death in this world? Imagine our loved ones that have passed away. They wouldn't have died if it wasn't for Adam HaRishon. What caused Adam HaRishon? He wanted to eat this thing. He had no patience. All he had to do was wait another 3 hours. He ate it on a Friday afternoon in the 10th hour of the day. That's why we have the din of Orla. The 3 years you have to wait for a fruit tree to teach us patience. If he would have had patience and not jumped the gun, Hashem wanted him to have Bechirus Chofshus when he had an Neshama Yisera. He wanted him to eat it, but on Shabbos, when he had the Neshama Yisera. Not on Friday or during the week. And he couldn't wait. He had everything in the world, but one thing, it wasn't enough. What does the Gemara say in Chulin, Kuflam and Tesimah Beis? Haman mina Torah minayin. Haman. Haman, minat Torah minayin. I'm minayitz, our parsha. Haman had everything, but Mordechai didn't bow down. It's not enough. Never enough. You have so much, it's never enough. That meter, guys, that caused death to come about in this world. It's an amazing thing if you think about it. We have to work on ourselves to be appreciative to Hashem what we have and make the things that we have better. And don't be fetchers. And to be people that appreciate what Hashem has given us. This is the footsteps of Haman and what caused Misa into the world. Imagine there'd be no Misa. He would have waited 3 hours. We have to be like Yaakov. Are we Yeshli Rav or are we Yeshli Kol? We have to be like Yaakov, not like Esav. This is what I curse for. We know the Rav has a lot of Adam 1, Adam 2. That's the way he writes it in the piece. Adam 1 is Perek Aleph, creation of man. Perek Beis, Adam 2. Adam 1, Adam 2. He wrote it in the fancy English. Because whenever he spoke English, he spoke very proper English. They said, and when he talked about Hilchos Mila, he said circumcision. And the calling him called priest. Translated everything. Adam 1 is the individual. Adam 2 is a contribution to the world. You have this duality. You got to gauge. Now you're at a time where you want to build yourselves up. Okay, you do a little bit of NCSY on the side. On the side. Right? You mechazik other people on the side. You build yourself up. You're in time in yeshiva. And then as you get older, you have to combine both. But we have to realize, no matter whether it's the individual or other people, that we are appreciative of what Hashem gives us. And we are not hamina eitz. We don't fall into that trap of it's never enough. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Sunday we have shir. And, Bez Hashem. We'll continue.